views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hello and good afternoon. How y'all doing today? What an incredible weekend I had. I just have to share with everybody because Friday night, I had the opportunity to go and see the B-52s in concert, as they say, Rock Lobster. And I got my swagger on with a psychedelic furs. It was just phenomenal. It was awesome. And then Saturday, as many of you know that I am the president of the National Speakers Association in Los Angeles, on Saturday, one of the leading business icons, Jim Jacobus, paid us a visit. And he shared with us so many tips and tools on how to work with associations and corporations, which is something that I'm always sharing with my clients. And, you know, I'm probably a bit prejudiced there because most of my career has been working in the public sector. But when you hear it broken down so succinctly that everyone is able to walk away with a nugget or two to help accelerate their business. And today's guest, he is also one of those great business icons. He helps entrepreneurs grow 6 and 7 conscious businesses that combine making profits with making a positive impact. Are you interested to learn how you can grow your business to a 7-figure income? Well, then you need to keep listening. Because our guest is a speaker. I love those speakers. He's a coach. He's a Huffington Post columnist, a best-selling author of The Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference. He hosts the top-ranking Conscious Millionaire podcast and is the founder of ConsciousMillionaire.com, which is a global coaching and wealth product business that you're going to hear a lot more about today. He has a master's degree in psychology, and he has built and sold many, many, many successful businesses. Our guest is J.V. Crum III. He's been featured on NPR, Huffington Post, Entrepreneur in Fire with my good friend John Lee Dumas, The Eventual Millionaire with Jamie Tardy, and Mixer G with Andrew Warmer. And that's in addition to his own show, his own podcast. And he was telling me right before the show, he has 11 or I think 13 shows coming up just this week. So let's give it up for J.V. Crum III. J.V., welcome to Master's Chambers.
Well, Connie, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, what a great show you have. I'm excited to be here.
I am so glad. I am so glad you're here because, again, our tagline is that we're getting better together. And that happens when we have phenomenal guests like yourself on this show that are sharing your secrets on how people and how entrepreneurs can grow their business and find the success that they're really looking for. And you and I could agree, everybody does have a different level or layer of success that they're trying to achieve.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, really, there's a word that I'd like, a phrase I'd like to bring out, and it's sufficient abundance. And most people in our culture, because we live in a culture of more, 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 everything's about more. But what I've found from working with clients is that very few people have ever defined what does that mean for them and why is that their number that is what they're wanting to go for. Because what is abundance for you and what's abundance right for me? And each person listening, you probably are listening thinking, well, what is my number? Well, it depends on what you want to do with that money.
Right. And it goes back to the why. You make a really good point there, because what is the why? Why are you making this money? In what are you trying to achieve? And then again, and you're going to talk about how to get there, but it really goes back to the why. Why am I doing this? And I love that sufficient abundance. Love that phrase.
You know, I sat down when I was writing my book, and you know, the great thing about writing something is that you have to examine what you've done and look a lot deeper underneath. And it took me about 6 months. You know, the easy questions and the easy answers always take a long time to get to. Because when you get to them, you go, oh, my God, that's so obvious. But along the way, you know, you think a lot about them. And so I said, well, what is it you can do with money? I mean, obviously, we could pile it up and burn it. But, you know, I was just out in the national park, and it was only $6 to buy a bundle of wood and starter. I think that's a little bit cheaper for a 2-hour, you know, fire than burning your money. But I decided, Connie, there's only three things we can do. And if you can come up with more, please tell me. But I've never been able to come up with more than three. You spend it for the lifestyle you want.
Right.
You invest it for your future, and you give back to help others. And that's it. That's all. For all the talk we do about money and how important it is, there's only three things you can do with it. And then once you know that, then you start looking and say, well, each year, how much do I need, let's say, in those three buckets?
Yes. Well, isn't it amazing, though? I think it's just human nature that the answer is sitting right in front of us the whole time, but we make it more difficult than we need to.
Well, absolutely. I think that's true in business. I think it's in life. I think back to when I was growing a business, and one weekend I sat down and realized that every week we were taking in less money than we were paying out. And it was like I discovered water, because on Monday I raised my rates. You know, I said, well, now that I know what the culprit is, now it was obvious, should have been obvious, but until you sit down sometimes and really analyze things.
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know, that's why I have a coach. That's why I coach. It's really hard sometimes for us to see it for ourselves.
It is. It really is. And I have a coach myself, and I do coaching too. But like you said, it's really hard for us to see it for ourselves because we're so immersed in what we do with our business that we're really, we get ourselves stuck there sometimes, and we're really not looking at the bigger picture, the greater picture, because, well, I mean, let's face it, a lot of entrepreneurs aren't fortunate enough to have a multitude of teams around them that are going to help them really look at different perspectives of the business. But even when you do, it's still really difficult to get yourself out of that day-to-day and really look at the proactive or the strategic plans that you need to be making for the future growth of the business.
Well, I know with one coach I'm personally working with, he was able to help me see exactly the pattern that was going on. And I could see all the pieces. I could see all the trees, right, Connie?
Right,
but sometimes you can't see how they're arranged with each other because you're looking at each one of them and you see, okay, that has value, that has value. But which is the one that has the most value? Well, that's really hard for you to see.
Right. It is. It's very, very difficult for that to happen. Well, what we're going to be talking about today, JV, is how to help entrepreneurs grow 6- and 7-figure conscious businesses, combining high profits and making positive impact. And that's something, when I was looking at material, that I see over and over and over again. So before we go to break, could you just give us just a little snippet of exactly how you help entrepreneurs grow their business?
Well, you know, Connie, let's start with the basics. And that is a theme that's throughout my book and all the work I do. And I call it the formula for creating wealth. And with it, you can create literally any level of wealth you want. And it has three steps. So let's talk about those three steps initially before the break so that everybody can kind of sink in. The first step is conscious. The second step is focused. And the third step is action. And a lot of times when I'm speaking, you know, I'll go, well, how many people think it's the conscious part that's most important, the focus, the action? Inevitably, the majority of the room, you know, they've heard the phrase, take massive action, you're going to get rich, right? And I go, oh, it's the action. And I go, well, actually, it's the conscious part. Because until you get clear about who you are and what it is that you want to be doing and what is the specific result you want and what resources do you need and what are the different paths you might get there and who might you need on your team, until you take the time to do that up front, you don't even know where you're headed. You could be taking massive action in the wrong direction.
That is so, so true, because like you just said, if you don't have the team, if you're not doing that prep work, if you're not looking at the trees to see which one is more valuable than the other, like you said, you may be running in the wrong direction, and you're pulling, you know, you're going one way where you really should be going the other way, what the value is. Or we get so tied down in those details that we think, oh, well, we're taking action. You know, right. What does it mean by that?
But well, I don't know. Yeah, Connie, that's a great observation, because the thing is, not only do we get dug down and we're seeing all the trees, but the problem a lot of times is we're instead of being focused, laser focused on what is that one thing we need to accomplish, we could be on 10. And I know myself, it's easy to do that. That's why I use my own programs to run our business, is that it's easy to be running in 10 different directions. Go, oh my God, got to be doing this. Oh, we got to be doing this social media. Well, wait a minute, I got to be going over to this event. But wait a minute, what was the real reason you were doing any of them?
Right. That is so true. And especially when it comes to technology, because you're trying to keep up with everything. And then which social media site should I be on, and which more is relevant than the other? Well, the answer really comes down to where is your niche market is and where does that lie? And that's the path that you want to be taking. And like you said, just to be laser focused and just keep drilling in that area. But we're going to be taking a break in a minute. But when we come back, we'll talk more about focus and action. But I want everybody to stay tuned, because JP has an exciting giveaway for you today. It's his formula for creating wealth. This is such an exciting show. So stay tuned, JP Crum III, and I will be right back.
We've already said
hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
are back. Joining me today is J.V. Crum III. So J.V., let's continue the conversation that we were having before break, because I found that very interesting how you help people focus on the conscious self, but the conscious of the business. And then you take them through these steps of focus and action. If you could share more about that, I was really interested to learn more about that.
Yeah, sure, Connie. We were talking about the formula for creating wealth, and it has three steps: conscious, focused, action. We've been talking about the conscious step, and one of the most important parts in that is to get clear, crystal clear, about what is that number one priority that you need to be focused on. So you put, I say, an obsessive sort of way that nothing is going to stop you. The phrase I like is wild horses couldn't get in your way and keep you from going to that result, right? Because wild horses couldn't stop you. We know, Connie, we're going to get there, right?
I laugh because I use that too. I always tell people,
My number is that I want to positively impact 1 billion people before I get off this earth, and wild horses will not stop me. You know, it's just a matter of leverage. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
So you get to the focus part. You know, I have visualization technique that I teach, and it came out of when I was 5 years old. I grew up out in the country. Our family didn't have any money, and I was tired of going to the store, and I knew that I couldn't ask for the candy bar because mom had a shopping list, and that's all we could afford.
Right.
So, you know, when you're a little kid, you have the ability, and this is very important why I'm sharing this, because you're listening to this, you go, okay, well, who cares? He was five. I tell you, here's what's important. It's when we can have that faith and that vision and believe, like we did when we were 5 year olds, that we're able to build our 6 and 7 figure businesses, right? And
right,
so
right.
I was five and I said, well, what's the answer to this? And I went, I know. When I grow up, I'm going to be a millionaire, right? Mm-hmm. So I run into the house, I look at my parents, and I said, I'm going to be a millionaire, right? Like I had discovered water, and we lived right. with four by 5 mile lake. So I guess that would have been a big discovery.
And wild horses will not stop me.
It's wild horses not going to stop me. Mom looks at me and shakes her fingers and she goes, don't you tell anybody. Well, there's a piece of that story that's about your belief systems, if you're listening, because there's no accident around this, right? Because we lived across the street from the little country church, and she thought if you grew up and had that much money, you'd be doing something bad.
Right.
But now I was associating good stuff with having that money. So I, of course, went around town, told everybody. And there were a lot of, older ladies whose husbands had died. And it was a very beautiful place. Just nobody had any money. And I'm sure they went, oh, isn't he cute? He's going to grow up and be a
He's
millionaire.
Such a cutie pie. And I want to be his friend when he grows up.
Grows up, right. But at 25, I had the 4-story luxury new townhouse.
Oh, no, they were going to connect you with their daughter.
Right. And I had gotten there, but here's what I learned in that moment of focus is it's not just our minds, because we tend to think about visualization and what do we need to focus? We've got to focus our thoughts. But the HeartMath Institute has discovered that our hearts have 5,000 times more energy. So here's the part about focus. There are three elements. One, you got to focus your mind. You got to constantly ask yourself questions. How am I going to get there? Absolutely. But you need to have what I call your whole heart in it. Because it's when we have our whole heart into something that we're fully invested in. That's where we're going to get to our goals.
Right.
You know, absolutely. And then the action part is that we've got to be healthy and fit so that we can take action and that we can act on the opportunities as they come to us. So we got to focus our mind, our heart, our body. It's not just our thoughts. You know, think and grow rich, yes, but you've got to feel it as well.
You do. I mean, if you're not healthy, you're just, the energy's not there. And it also changes your mindset. Because you're not only exercising your body, you're exercising your mind, you're exercising your heart. And it's all connected together.
Well, absolutely, Connie. I totally agree with you. That's a great observation that, you know, it's really we're whole beings. We're holistic. That's
right.
What holistic means. Mm-hmm. So once we get focused on that one result, then and only then can we start taking the actions. So now the goal here is to get rid of everything, which is probably 80% of what you might be doing right now. That's not going to help you get to that goal. And what I have a 12-foot whiteboard. I have 2 6-foot whiteboards next to each other in my office space because I'm a whiteboard guy. I like to take out and write everything out. So whether you're listening, you want to do a whiteboard, you want to journal it, want to put it in a Word document, however you want to do it, you've got to list out all the actions that you think are necessary to get to that goal.
I have the whiteboards too. I have more whiteboards on my walls than you could actually see wall. But I do the same thing because I still need to see that visual.
Yes. Well, I'm very visual.
Yes.
And I want to see that out. And here's what happens. You write out all the actions, and I can guarantee you the first time you do it, there's going to be some missing. And here's how you're going to find them. Now take those actions and put them in the order you need to take them. And all of a sudden you'll start going, well, wait a minute. And I can't go from that step to this step. Something else has to happen. Now you found another action step you need to take.
Right. Well, I'm really interested in learning more about you. I couldn't get that out. Woo. Your most influential person is Oprah.
I love Oprah. Yeah, you know. Now here's you're listening to this, and here's how you should visualize what's going to happen in your future. For 14 years, I've known that Oprah and I are going to do something together.
Wow.
Now the way I look at that is that there are only two of us, right? And
yes.
I already know, so I'm 50% of the way there. The only person left to know is Oprah. And at some point in time, that's going to happen.
Well, we're letting Oprah know right now.
Exactly. That's why we got to put it out there on the airways.
Right now, Oprah, that you and J.V. Crum III will be doing a project together in the near future.
Thank you, Connie. And you'll be our endorser, right? You'll be, we can get honored. We'll be the two of us being interviewed on your show. How's that?
Oh, I love it. Love it. Let's put the date on the calendar now. And I didn't mean to be sexist, and of course, the way I said it, because most people tell me that they are inspired, because I actually know a couple of my NSA folks were at Oprah this past weekend. She did a program in LA on Saturday that they went to. But it's usually just women that I hear. So when I saw that you most influential person, I'm like, well, I love this guy already.
Yeah. Well, I just admire what she's done with her life and the number of people she's touched because I'm a big defender of Oprah because, you know, some people go, oh, you know, Oprah, she's got all this money and all this. And I go, wait a minute, you have no idea what it would be like if your name was one of the biggest brands in the world.
Yes.
I think she keeps her ego really in check, what she has to balance.
And it has to be a balance, and she definitely keeps it in check. But again, look at where she started.
Right.
She worked for where she is today, and that's why she appreciates it so much more than so many people that had it given to them. And she just works for it, and she is a true inspiration on so many levels.
Well, you know, I think Brent Brunson's an incredible business guy, but I think Oprah is an incredible businesswoman.
Woman.
I mean, you do not build this kind of an empire unless you've got a really strategic mind, doing all of that. And this comes out of Oprah. There's no question about that.
No, she's got it. I mean, yeah, she has it all. Of course, she lives here now in L.A., so I like to say she's my neighbor.
Well, she is, along with about 18 million people. So you can have
you weren't supposed to say
talk about
that.
A block party. Connie, you've got to have a block party.
You weren't supposed to say that. Her and Stevie Nicks, they're my neighbors.
Well, you know, I saw Fleetwood Mac about a year and a half ago. They were in Tampa, and I had seen them at the Ontario Speedway for California Jam 2. I was 19 years old. It was actually, most people don't know, it was the second largest rock concert ever after Woodstock. So I saw Fleetwood Mac. I hadn't seen him in all that time. And then I went to New Media Expo, and right after that, CES. Now, this comes under the heading of it pays to be nice to people, because Monster, 150,000 people. It's the largest conference that we have in North America. And there were 3,000 people that got invited. I was staying at Paris Hotel. I thought it was very convenient. They decided to have it there to a private concert with Fleetwood Mac. Now, listen, I managed to skirt into CES. It's not like I even hardly belong there. But I was nice to somebody, and I actually got a ticket. I was sitting there at a table at a private concert with, Fleetwood Mac, and I'm like pinching myself. I'm going, this is the stuff I read about. And it was
all right.
Just
well, I'm gonna have to up you on that one.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I was counting over the weekend how many times I've been to the Fleetwood Mac concert.
Oh, wow.
I lost count. I've been to a private bar, smoky bar room event in Syracuse, New York with the Fleetwood Mac folks, having drinks with them. And my daughter is named after Stevie Nicks.
Goodness gracious, I think you do win. So I was really lucky to get that ticket, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, to get that and just to be in their company, another group of people. I mean, they have their ups and downs, but you know, they come back and they're just one of our great bands of all times. And of course, I could keep talking about music, but I really wanted to say, let's stay talking about you. What was one of the lessons that you've learned in creating your journey of building your business success?
Sure, absolutely. You know, and this is one of those things I think it's important to share, because building wealth is not a straight line in any way. No. And everybody I know who's been successful, including myself, we've had our ups and downs, and it can be all around the place. And that's part of what you sign up for. I call it the roller coaster ride of being an entrepreneur. That's what the ride is. So here I am, 25. I've made my first million. I've got a Mercedes, a new four-story luxury townhouse, you know, the concert grand piano I always wanted, all this stuff, right? I put it in the window too, right? Because you do all that when you're 25, right?
That's right.
And the next year we had prior to the 2008 recession was the worst recession we had in the United States.
Yes.
And I almost lost everything. You know, went through tons of cash, and you know, things were really bad because we had a regional trucking line, and that really, you're right in the pulse. If people aren't buying things, people aren't moving things, right?
That's right.
And so I said, well, what am I going to do? I'm now 26 years old, and I was pretty brazen, but I also was very proactive. And if you ever run into financial troubles, I'm sharing this because this is how I think you ought to handle it. While we still had money, right?
All right. I'm going to ask you to hold that thought just for a minute, because we do have to go to commercial break. It's always great, great, great hearing from you, JV. If you have any questions for JV, call in now, 800-930-2819. And the sixth caller is going to receive JV Crum's ebook, which is a portion of his full book that shares his secrets and formula for creating wealth.
The Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Get it better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com. Visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce. in wellness.
You're better than the best. I'm lucky just to linger in your light.
Well, welcome back. Before we go on in the show, I just wanted to repeat the giveaway of JV's book today. And it's, again, a portion of his full book that shares his secrets and formula for creating wealth. So, JV, I'm going to ask you if you could share with our listeners how they can reach out and find you and also get a copy of your ebook.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the ebook you're really going to want, because we were talking about conscious focused action, but there's more pieces. There's results, there's learning, and there's examples. And exactly how are you going to use that in your business to create literally the six-figure, the seven-figure, the eight-figure business? You can use it to create any level of wealth. It's at consciousmillionaire.com and then just /wealth formula. So that's consciousmillionaire.com/wealth formula. And you can just go there and get a copy of the ebook. And I've also included a couple of chapters. It's about 60 pages long. It has exercises, coaching, and then you're also going to get a complimentary $97 set of videos that go along with it to tell you how to use it. Yeah. So that's, and there's a link in the ebook to get those as well. And all of that's absolutely free because, you know, I find that when we give, everything comes back to us anyway. And my goal is to touch in a positive way a billion people before I leave. And one way I can do that is by giving away something that's going to actually help people build their business.
Well, that's incredible. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's just incredible. Before we went to break, we're really getting more into the business and how people can really look at, well, basically what, you know, you help them with those high profits and making a positive impact. I'd like you to continue on that conversation because I think there's so much more that our audience could really benefit from.
Well, sure. Well, we were talking about how here I had made the first million and had the four-story mm-hmm. townhouse and all that. And then we went through this really bad recession.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we were going through a ton of money and the customers were drying up. And what the customers could pay was, I sat down because I'm a numbers guy. I'm also a tax attorney. And so I was looking at all the numbers and I said, well, gosh, what people are paying us is less than what it costs us per mile to run. So mm-hmm. I even sat all the equipment down. We're running about 50 trucks and trailers for 3 months. I didn't plan to do 3 months, but that's really okay. What it ended up being. And I said, okay, well, what am I going to do about all this? You know, we had all these payments on all this equipment.
Right.
And so I went to see the bank and I said, okay, here's the deal. I made it real simple. I can just give you all the equipment back. You can have it. Or we can just refinance everything. And by the way, I don't think I can make any payments for about a year, the way this looks. Uh-huh. So we can pay some interest. Yeah. But so what would you like to do?
So yeah.
They didn't want the equipment, right? Because there wasn't anything they could do to sell it probably anyway.
Right.
And so they said, well, let's restructure the loans. I said, I think that's a great idea. I'd love to do that. Okay. And then I said, okay, well, that worked with the banks. Let's go talk to the tire people and let's go talk to the tire people, right?
Right.
And I said, well, you know.
Because they were having the same problem too.
They were all in the same problems, right?
Right.
And I said, well, here's the deal. I can't exactly pay you for what I owe you. And by the way, if you don't keep supplying me, I'm not going to be able to do that. But I guarantee you, you're going to get paid. And the good thing, and this is a good moral to this story, is that I do business very honestly. And so even at a very young age, I knew, you know, that that was the way to treat people. And so we had always paid our bills. We had always been on time. So people knew that my word was golden. And that's really critical. When you sit down and you're having a problem, if you have a history where you've not really kept your word, you're going to be up the creek. It's going to be hard for you. But if you have a history where you've been honest, then the real moral is to be proactive. Don't wait till you're 8 months behind on making your payments. Mm-hmm. Go see them when you think you might not be able to make it and have a conversation then. And that worked. It took me 2 years to get through all of that. And I went around, you know, with assets. I had net worth, but big deal if you have net worth without a whole lot of cash to go with it.
Right. You need the cash.
I've learned that experience more than once in my life. And so, you know, I said, you know, it's no shame to be broke. And I said that to myself every day. No shame to be broke. You're going to figure this out. And so instead of feeling ashamed about the whole thing,
right.
I just took it and very consciously worked out what had to happen here. How was I going to get through it? And I wasn't going to stop till I did. And because of that, I got everybody on board. that we were going to get through this, including my suppliers. And it's only because that everybody got on board did we actually get through it. But I had to create the vision and communicate that. And if you're listening and you ever find yourself in a problem, realize you're the one who's captain of the ship. And if you create a positive outlook and say, somehow we're getting through this, people want to buy into positive outlooks.
Now, there's a couple lessons that I've gotten from what you just said in that brief moment. One was be very laser focused in what it is and what you're doing.
Yes.
And the other is create a reputation that precedes the event from even happening, coming up. Like you said, you already have that great reputation of paying your bills on time and doing the right things for your customers and also for your vendors. So now, in a time where everybody was in such a situation, that you probably even actually not only helped yourself, but you helped them as well to keep their doors open.
Well, absolutely, because we were really committed that we were going to get through this. Mm-hmm. But I knew then what I now know absolutely is that rather than trying to compete my way through it, I collaborated my way through it so that everybody ultimately was going to win. Everybody got paid everything. And we built very strong relationships because of that. Because, of course, are you going to get rid of a vendor who has really helped you through it? No. At the same time, the vendor knows, hey, you're somebody who they can rely on, and that if things get tough again, they can bet that you're going to be one of the businesses that stay afloat.
You created a solid reputation for yourself. And like you said, not only are they going to come back to you for them, but they're going to refer other customers to you as well. Because you are the guy that lives by his promise.
That's absolutely critical. And take what we've been talking about, conscious, focused action. I got very conscious of what it was that I wanted. I'm going to figure a way through this. I'm going to get to the result that we're going to be healthy again. Mm-hmm. And I got completely focused, emotionally engaged, and I took myself forward and I looked at what are the actions that have to happen here. And I mapped it out. And then I went out and I spoke to the people I needed to speak to. But I walked in those rooms knowing what I was going to say. It wasn't a haphazard conversation. I intended to get to an outcome when I got there. And so you're listening. What I'm saying is that conscious, focused action, it will get you anywhere you want once you totally understand how to use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you do or what advice would you give entrepreneurs that are juggling lots of balls in the air?
Right.
How do you do that? Get ahead of the pack.
You got to do that. Well, in my full book, I have a business model, a whole chapter on a business model. There are 9 parts, but I don't advise everybody starting out with 9 parts, because getting to 6 figures is really a matter of focus. There are only a few things you need to be doing. And what I find is that most entrepreneurs who are stuck literally at $20,000 or $50,000, they just can't get forward is that they're focusing on too many things. They want to we want to build 5 products. Like, you don't need 5 products. You need one product that you learn how to sell. And you'll learn how to sell that when you go talk to the people and you get really clear who your market is, find out what their top problems are, and design that product so it solves those problems. But also
in their specific market.
In their specific market.
Right. Now, that they're not stretching themselves too broad.
No.
And then, like you said, then trying to say, okay.
It's all about lean design. You've got to be lean. You consciously focus on that one result, on that one product, and find that one niche. I was talking with a client the other day, and they wanted to talk about 5 or 6 niches. I said, no. You choose the one that you're most excited to work with and that's large enough and has the money to buy what you want to buy. So you don't start with the people who have no money because they can't buy what you have to offer.
Right.
And you don't start with people that you wouldn't enjoy working with because now you're not going to have a good time. You're not going to be as successful.
But, no, you're going to be miserable and you're going to give up easy.
Yep. Connie, there's one thing that is missing here. And I know that we're going to go to break. We may not have time to talk about all of it, but I call it your true north. And so many people never stop. Entrepreneurs that are under 100,000, almost none of them have figured out their true north in a way that's financially viable, that's got commercial applicability. So we're not talking about woo-woo stuff. We're talking very concrete stuff. And true north has 3 elements to it. The first one is identifying what you are so passionate about.
Yes.
That when you do it, you'll do it for hours and you don't even know you did it. That's and you've right. probably done it to help people for free because you get so much joy from it.
Right.
You know, so the first thing is, what are you passionate about in a way that just brings you deep, deep joy? And the second part of True North, there are three elements. The second one is, what's your purpose? Now, when I sold the companies eventually, because I knew I wasn't on my purpose, and I went out and I did 2 to 3 week camping trips. I took a 4 month, 30,000 mile road trip, went up to Canada, went to every major province in Canada. And I was asking the question, why am I here? What's it for? I read a lot of books on purpose and they made me feel good, but I have to say, I didn't find any answer in them, because they would have sentences like this, Connie: when you find your purpose, you'll know it. And I go, well, that's extremely not helpful in helping me.
Right,
find.
Right.
Obviously, right, right. When I find it, it's like if you pick up your car keys, you found them, right? It's
right.
like, you find your car keys, you'll be able to get in the car. Whoa.
Yes. Well, I love the True North, because I, very similar, I talk about your compass and what is your compass that leads you to your True North. But let's hold the third thought when we come back after break. Really great conversation. Again, you can learn more about JV at consciousnightmare.com and head on over there also to get your free ebook. Don't go away. We'll be back in a few minutes with the lightning round.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You're listening to Masters Chambers, and I'm your host, Connie Fife, and joining me today is JV Crum III. JV helps entrepreneurs grow 6- and 7-figure conscious businesses. We had a few questions come in today that I want to address really quick before we go into our lightning round. So the first question that came in is, the show is about discussing a entrepreneur
entrepreneurs can become millionaires. Can the same theory work when sitting in an executive chair? Interesting. JV, do you have any comments on that one?
Yeah, I think it's a really great question because you know, we were talking about True North, and you can get all of those in the book that I have, but your purpose is that difference you want to make, and you look at your strengths. So the question is, do you want to be an entrepreneur? Do you want to leave that executive chair and go over and start a business, which I highly recommend you might want to do? But if you're in that executive chair, then of course it's all about arranging your stock options, to be quite frank with you, and looking at where you want to go up the channels, because just from salary in most executive positions, unless you're right at the top of a big business, it's not going to be a seven-figure type of salary. But you can get stock options, and I have friends that have become millionaires from staying at traditional businesses for a long time and getting lots of stocks options. So that is one of the options, and investing that along the way. But you also could start a business, because on the internet, you can think about what is it that is that big difference you want to be making, because I believe that should be at the business, right in the middle of your business. And then who is it that wants that particular kind of difference? What is it that they have as problems that that difference can solve, right? And so you could start a side business that you ran on the internet and create a product and have six figures coming in and then use that money to invest. And that would be a great way for you to build a seven-figure nest egg.
That's a great, great, great advice for somebody, especially when you're sitting in an executive chair. And I tend to coach a great deal of executives, and especially Fortune 500 companies. And there's a little bit of a fear there, especially because of what happened in 2008. Many of them lost their positions, and that's really how a lot of entrepreneurs got started. One of the statistics that I had seen recently was that by 2017, we're going to have about 40% of the population are going to be in some type of entrepreneurial business. So that's that, which I found very interesting. And this question, and using your theory, is absolutely dead on, because if you're sitting in that executive chair, you also want to be looking at the future. Maybe you enjoy what you're doing. Your salary's probably decent. Like you said, you got some stock options. But then what happens when it comes to the next season of your life? And is it your true north, what it is that you want to be doing? So it really goes back to, if you're thinking about, is there something else out there for me? I would first explore that. And, taking JV's advice, perhaps it's starting some sort of side business, whatever that may be, or whatever that looks like, and testing it first, do the little exploration, that discovery, before you really decide that that's what you want. And then if it is, then, hey, you might be ready to make that leap.
Well, absolutely. And the thing to always remember is when I work with a client, I go, let's look at where you want to be in 3 years. I think that's a good period, because that's an achievable period. And I found most people don't look more than about a year. So they don't even know where they want to be in 3 years. But when you're in that executive position, Connie, from working with people, the higher you go, the less it has to do with your skill sets, hard skill sets, the more it has to do with your soft skill sets, and the more it becomes political.
That's what I was going to say. It becomes more political and less about your heart.
Right. Definitely less about your heart.
Yes.
And even a lot of times less about your accomplishments, because if you rub somebody the wrong way, you can be gone.
That's right.
And you don't have control. You do not have total control over that.
No, it's very political at the top. So why don't we get ready to rock here, JV, because this is the lightning round. I want to make sure we have plenty of time for it, because this is all about you. I'm going to ask you 10 questions. So are you ready?
I'm ready, Connie. Let's lighten
Woo-hoo!
Up.
All righty. Who is or what is your favorite TV show?
Well, I got to answer this in the past tense. 4 months ago, I got rid of cable. And I tell you, I have not missed it. But there was one show I was concerned about, although I now think I could go and play each of the characters on the show, because I memorized how they respond, and that's Shark Tank. I loved Shark Tank because it's real. And what does it really come down to? Either you've got cash flows, or you've got just the most amazing idea since water. That's, and if you don't have one of those two, bye-bye, we're not interested.
Yeah, you're out of here, out of here. Almost 2 years, no cable.
Wow, I love it. I think I may be done for life because I don't even know when I would have watched it. It automatically filled up with other things.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Time just got filled. Okay.
All right, let's move on. Your first celebrity crush.
Gosh, my first celebrity crush. That is kind of hard. I'm seeing her, but I'm Elizabeth Taylor, probably.
Okay. You know,
quite a beauty, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Your hidden talent or maybe hobbies that you have.
Yeah, that's interesting. My hidden talent is that I can hit any city. I've traveled, you know, a lot. Well, 32 mm-hmm. countries, and I've traveled a lot by myself. And I can hit a city, and in 24 hours, I know all the great things that are going on, and I've got myself scheduled to do amazing stuff.
Cool. Cool. Like you. What's your favorite business or leadership book?
Business leadership. Well, I also have another mentor, Gary Ryan Blair, and his book is Everything Counts. And the book is about what the title is, that everything we do, every thought, every emotion, every action, everything we do all day long, there is no such thing as a part of our day that doesn't count in us getting where we want to go. And we're either moving toward it or away from it. And I think that's at the heart of good leadership, is realizing everything you do counts. There is no time out.
There is not. And the next one is your most influential person, which we already know is Oprah.
Oprah, I love Oprah. I really admire what she's done with her life, and I admire what she's done for other people and where her heart is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how about your worst habit? What's your worst habits?
Gosh, woo. I think my worst habit is that I work from home. And one of my worst habits, I'm in gym clothes right now, is like, you know, it's like I forget that, oh yeah, you're supposed to get up and shower, and then you shower at the end of the day, because I get up and I start going and the gym clothes just stay on. It's not so bad. It, you know, if you're on video, I'm on an interview, like this week I'm on 16 interviews, but they're thankfully all auditory, and I'm doing 11 for my podcast.
Guilty.
I do a lot of those. Unless I'm going out in public, I'll do a lot of them in the gym clothes. Cause I mean, hey, I might as well be comfortable.
Yeah. Right. Comfortable. I do it too. I force myself to take a shower because I go to the gym in the morning. Otherwise, basically gym clothes go back on. So totally guilty of that. I'm sure a lot of entrepreneurs are too. So who is your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going?
Well, the cheerleader who keeps me going. I do have friends who do that, but really there's a person who worked for me, Tiffany, who's my podcast producer and assistant. And she really believes in me. And that's so critical for me. It really helps me. I feel cheerleaded when I talk to her and we go over ideas because she really believes in what we're doing.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, JV, you've been a beautiful guest today. So one more time, how can our listeners contact you?
Well, I'd love everybody who's listening today. You got a business, you're building a business. I'd love to give you the formula for creating wealth, because this is what you're missing. And it's consciousmillionaire.com/wealth formula. Again, it's a hidden page just for you. consciousmillionaire.com/wealth formula. And it's a 60-page ebook. It's got exercises in it, coaching in it, and it will take you through the steps that you need so that you are on the right track to building your financial success.
Great, great. Thank you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up next week is Kelly McDonald. If you want to learn how to market your business like a pro, you're going to want to catch Kelly. If you'd like to be a guest and have some really worthwhile, valuable information to share, because we're getting better together, give my team a shout out at 909-758-1120, because we love to hear from our listeners. And your comments are always welcome. Send us a message and we will get right back to you. And for more free tips on how you can accelerate your business and create organizational happiness, head on over to my website at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
You've been listening to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.